mostly in my life, when it comes to like people saying negative things, I have no reaction. I'm just neutral. Like, did I do something this wrong to get told like that I'll never be anything? I've had up there ups and downs, but you know what the thing with me is that all my life I've been very self-resistant. My name is Sierra Holt Turner, and this is my story of my experience at RBJROTC. I started in my freshman year. I'm going into a sophomore year. My experience, it was pretty tough, you know, considering the fact that, you know, you're going to be physical a lot. You're going to be, you know, you got to have a clear voice when you talk. You got to stand up straight. You have to march your place. It's so many things that, like, it's so complex that you have to get it right the first time. The one core moment is when, while we were doing our physical education, we had got told that we were going to be skylifted up in the air. I felt exhausted because, you know, I do get it, you know, that's stuff that they'll be doing, that you do it in the army, but like, I didn't think like it was gonna be this hard. And then the toughest challenge I've had during the year was running a whole battalion. I have dealt with bullying ever since I was at least in first grade. When I started first grade, it was like a down spiral. When I got to fourth grade, it was like I felt like I was just in hell. For me, you know, people used to, you know, taunt me. I have grown from then because realizing that, you know, those are just words. I'll tell you guys something. Nobody in this world is perfect. So for them to basically tell you that you're not anything, they're not better than nobody. They're just the same as you and everybody else. You, boy, girl, you know, everybody else. They're not better than you. So, you know, and then when you get into high school year, sometimes it can be early for some kids, but as you start to get into your high school year, you start having like more resistance, you start maturing, you know, and so like at the time you'll start to say like, why am I listening to those things? Like, why am I, you know, just letting this happen, you know? I need to start ignoring those mean words that they say, you know? And that's where JROTC comes in, because it teaches you how to have self-tolerance, self-resistance, and most importantly, you know, just self-esteem. It teaches you how to boost your self-esteem. Because by you doing these activities like adventure team, drill team, rifle team, it makes you stronger as a person, you know? And that's what we need. We need more strong people to help us out in the world.